This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military chief says the country will respond to Iran's weekend attack of more than 300 missiles and drones. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi said Monday that Israel is still considering what steps to take, but the Iranian strike of missiles and attack drones will be met with a response. World leaders have been urging Israel to show restraint. The U.S. Monday joined its allies in urging Israel to show restraint. The fact that the attack was so overwhelming and caused so little damage led some people to believe that it was meant as a warning rather than an actual attack. Director of the Washington Institute's Correct Project on Arab-Israeli Relations, David Makovsky, told VOA's Kim Lewis he has his doubts about that theory.
I do think there will be a retaliation, but what's unclear is when and if it's going to be what we call a high signature or low signature, meaning it's going to be very overt, or is it going to be a cyber thing where there's deniability? But I think it's too big of a development in the Middle East for it just to be washed away.
A UN-mandated commission of inquiry investigating international human rights violations Tuesday accused Israel of actively obstructing its efforts to collect evidence from victims of the attack by Hamas in southern Israel on October 7th. During a meeting in Geneva, commission chair Navi Pillay said while they've been collecting physical, digital, and documentary evidence from the October 7th attacks, the commission has had difficulty collecting firsthand accounts from witnesses and victims of the attacks.
Most recently, we were ready to speak with medical doctors who had come out of Gaza or had worked in those hospitals and had personal information they wished to share with the commission, but they were stopped from speaking to the commission by the government of Israel.
This is VOA News. A Ukrainian man who alleges he was tortured by Russian occupying forces in Ukraine has filed a legal complaint halfway around the world in Argentina in an unusual bid to seek accountability for war crimes at a time when prosecutors in Ukraine are overwhelmed. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The man asked not to be identified by Reuters for fears for his family's safety, still in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Reuters has seen his near 70-page complaint filed on Monday in the federal court in Buenos Aires. It accuses one named person, two identified by their call signs or military insignia, and others who are unnamed of using electrocution and unlawful imprisonment as forms of torture in mid to late 2022. He alleges 12 to 20 people were held in cells 32 feet squared in the detention centre he was held in. The man's legal team said he was eventually released without charge and fled to safety. If accepted by Argentinian prosecutors, the case will be the first filed outside of Europe and the US looking at alleged Russian war crimes.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. British lawmakers will vote Tuesday on a smoking ban devised by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to prohibit anyone under 15 from ever buying cigarettes. Sunak's plan would impose some of the world's strictest anti-smoking rules and has angered some members of his governing Conservative Party, including former Prime Ministers Liz Truss and Boris Johnson, who say the state should not interfere in how people live their lives. British Health Secretary Victoria Atkins defended the measure in the House of Commons Tuesday.
It will not affect current smokers' rights or entitlements in any way. And indeed, we want to help them to quit. We are supporting them by almost doubling the funding for local stop smoking services. But instead, this bill is looking to the future.
The White House Tuesday has announced a new partnership with 50 countries in an effort designed to help prevent future pandemics. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
With the goal of preventing pandemics like the COVID-19 outbreak in 2020, President Joe Biden's administration will help 50 countries identify and respond to infectious diseases. U.S. government officials will offer support in the countries, most of them located in Africa and Asia, to develop better testing, surveillance, communication, and preparedness for such outbreaks in those countries. The announcement comes as countries have struggled to meet worldwide accord on responses to future pandemics. I'm Shelley Adler.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.